Freedom or free stuff. You only get to choose one. Call 888-673-1450. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
It's going to be Father's Day.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Mother's Day, I get. I mean, the mothers, they give birth to us. But Father's Day, it's weird. And I have a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And I say a lot because I don't know the real number. And it feels like a holiday that's kind of an afterthought. Like, you know, Mother's Day, all right, I guess we should do something for that guy that on his one day off goes golfing. Maybe we'll have a barbecue for him. It's just, yeah, it's weird. Even the gifts, right? I mean, a tie. We give dads ties. What is this, 1950?
Yeah. No, yeah.
It's like, it's just a silk noose, right?
Oh, Gaffigan. Hi there. Hey, it's Friday. And I got Uncle Milty with me. How are you,
Hello,
Uncle Milty?
I'm good.
I'm so glad you came in. How are you?
I couldn't be better.
Yeah?
Do you mean it? Could be better.
I don't think you mean that. Anyway.
I thought I'd rather come in here and be depressed than just sit at home.
There you go. There you go. Hey, I love it. Are you kidding? It's awesome. And we have a great show today, by the way. I just wanted to mention. So we've got, of course, Uncle Milty, and we have so much to talk about in this first hour. And then I have a woman coming on the show in the next hour, Portia. As you know, I've been following her story for several years, and she was in prison. She got out of prison, and she's going to tell her story. And there was so much learned there about herself and about having to deal in that situation. And I can't wait to listen to her story. And I think we're all going to learn something really powerful from her. Also, in the last hour, I have the podcast guy and the John, and he has a new podcast about this mystery around an Alaskan plane crash that happened in the 70s with two politicians on board, and there's new information, and so he has a new podcast, and those podcasts are getting really popular, the ones that, you know, kind of bring you through all the information, starts to kind of undo itself. And I think it was also kind of tied to the Warren Commission, maybe some information that these two politicians had.
Mm.
Yeah, as to their demise. So we'll talk to him, and then we're going to round out that hour. So second half of that last hour, you can call in, tell us what you've learned from your father. Let's talk about dads and fathers, and with Father's Day approaching, we got to do it. Because I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of men that are good fathers, and my gosh, let's celebrate that, shall we? California decided to make their people wear masks.
Everywhere.
Oh wow, wow! I saw the funniest quote from a friend of mine, and asking somebody to put a mask on 3 months into a virus scare is like making somebody wear a condom, you know, later on
in the first
road.
Trimester.
You know what? I mean, So and there's also this really kind of strange report about some news people had a report, and I'll look more into this too, but the report was about flying people up from Mexico. Just take a listen to about a minute and a half of this.
Local hospitals received patients.
This is Riverside County.
And according to him, they agree that they will fly you, but they will not fly you back. They will not return them via the life
COVID
flight that
patients
that they came
to
on.
Hospitals.
So you're working in a COVID unit.
Yes.
A nurse.
And mm-hmm. Next thing you know, every hour, bam, 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 they're just flying them into you.
Well, not on my shift. I think a lot of it happens on night shift. My patient got there at 2 o'clock in the morning and I received him that next morning on day shift. So I think a lot of it's happening at night. I haven't received anything during the day, but it's definitely happening. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh, they're, you know, from America or they're American citizens. It doesn't matter. You don't move COVID positive patients during a pandemic.
Okay.
That's just not something.
So that was
that
her take. She's
done.
A nurse.
So they're flying.
But here we go.
Are these Americans that are coming in?
I don't know. I don't ask.
Well,
that's not my business. My business is to treat. What I do know is a lot of them are Spanish-speaking only. What I do know is that what my patient said is a lot of them are coming over the border and going to this hospital, and we're flying them from this hospital. So from what I'm seeing, I don't know where they're from. I know that they're Hispanic, Spanish-speaking only. Yeah. That's what I'm experiencing.
So she went on to say that that they were they're brought in and... See, the hospitals, if they get money, the counties get money, they can up the numbers of COVID. But you know, COVID is just, you know, somebody was asking me about, you know, dying from COVID. And the only thing I could liken it to, and by the way, that's a whole nother scenario if that's going on. If they're actually flying people, because Mexico doesn't have a lot of cases. And so even she said, well, she was talking about one case. You know what I mean? It wasn't like he said, bam, 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 bringing people over.
Right.
And she didn't agree with that. But still trying to up the numbers to what? Make everybody wear a mask. And so that is kind of an interesting story. And I will be looking into that more, of course. But I likened COVID into a seatbelt. And this is how I would do it. If you're gonna give maybe an analogy, this might be one that makes people understand a little bit more. If you were in a car accident, COVID-19 would probably be the equivalent of a seatbelt in that case, wearing one or not wearing one. So it couldn't be the cause of an accident, but it could tip the scales in some cases, only in some cases, to result in a death if someone were in an accident, right? If they weren't wearing one, that could, you know, they were thrown out of the car, whatever. So COVID couldn't be the catalyst. So this is why if you have COVID with actual symptoms of illness, the treatment is to go home and rest with no medication, 99.5% recovery. Okay, that's why I'm saying this. But if you have other illnesses like COPD, pneumonia, heart disease, heart attack, cancer, I mean, we could go on, that lands you in the hospital, even diabetes complications, okay? Lands you in the hospital, COVID would be blamed because the test is so generic. So COVID, like not wearing a seatbelt, would then be reported as the cause of death. It'd be like your traffic accident, which resulted in a death. They put COVID as the cause, and then other illnesses in all the news reports would be your distracted driving, running a red light, speeding, what actually caused the accident.
Yeah.
Then there's the ventilator, and that's like somebody messing with the brakes. So, you know what I mean? You put them on the ventilator and too long and too soon, and it's not necessary, and could you have a certain death? Yeah. So now think about everything that just happened in the last 4 months of everybody terrified and running around and having everything end because of a seatbelt issue when it came to car accidents. Okay. So that's why we're always like, oh my gosh, overreaction times 100,000. Okay. So let's talk about some city stuff too, because there's been some interesting stuff. Trash. Let's talk about that.
Trash.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of trash.
Yes, there is.
No, Cedar City. Not just Cedar City. The Washington County, what are they called? It's a special service district. And they're talking about re-signing contracts for trash. Not just trash, but trash running the landfill. And of course, the ever-present recycling.
Okay.
So they talked about maybe possibly having this commission of 20 members run the trash program themselves instead of contracting it out to Republic again.
Okay.
But they decided even with the savings, it would be more trouble.
Okay.
So they've decided to go ahead and sign the contracts. But this is still... will be talked about at your city council meetings. Even though this is a county special service district, the cities have to sign on. And the curious thing is nobody talks about the fact that they haven't done recycling yet, and we've already been paying for it for how many years? And we're going to sign another 10-year contract? Is there any guarantee that sometime in this 10-year contract we're actually going to recycle something? I don't think so.
I can't even believe that we're still going with this thing when everybody knows that it's not getting recycled. Do we just like paying more? I don't understand why we're not mad about this.
I am mad about it.
Do you remember when we had Mayor Pike on and we asked him, we said, why is it an opt-in and not an opt-out? Or an opt-out, not an opt-in. So you couldn't just decide to do it and then want to do it and request it. You had to opt out. And he said, because people won't notice on their bill. just keep paying it. And I went, wow, you just said that. Okay. So, yeah, we have a problem there.
So there's a really good article today in St. George News about it. The title, the headline of the article is, Residents Deserve to Know Why They Are Going to Be Paying More.
Really?
As cities debate the landfill operation.
Oh, my gosh. It just, after 4 years of this, we've been talking about this for 4 years, and we're still paying it, and they're still roping people into it.
And there's going to increase rates again.
That is amazing. Oh, my gosh.
You're not going to be able to opt out anymore because they're going to fold the recycling costs right into the other trash and landfill operation costs. So it won't be like a blue can you can opt out of.
Right.
Which irritates me. I was one of the few.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me right now. So budgets are flying. We've got budgets flying.
Yes.
We've got money flying. All kinds of projects coming in, right?
Yeah, and no tax revenue because the economy's shut down because we have to wear masks.
So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, I'm not, you know.
You would think that they'd be cutting budgets.
Well, one
right and left because they know that the income's going to be down for as long as they keep us oppressed.
Well, back when we were in the heart of the lockdown, that's what they were saying, right? Made everybody feel a little better. And then not so much now.
Yeah.
Not so much. Yeah. I noticed that too. Very strange. But you know what? Not surprising. And I think that's one of our problems is it's not very surprising, is it? So people are asking what they can do to overcome the mask issue. And I know Dr. Batar had a letter. I will try and post that today. He actually had a letter that you can take with you on your person all the time. And you can show this to people, especially those listening from California right now, where you're forced to wear them. And that's completely unconstitutional. They cannot force you to wear one. That's not constitutional. So so that letter might help you a lot. And it really, like Dr. Batar said, it's really just about saying, I cannot wear this. This is unhealthy. This would cause certain reactions. And then they don't want the liability of you falling in their store because you passed out because you don't have any oxygen. So,
and yet people don't seem to be upset by that. But,
yeah.
But try to prevent them from being fat.
That's so true. Be right. I love Friday. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon.
Man, that's an oldie. Holy cow. You know, under Father's Day songs, this is like one of the number one songs.
I like that song.
A song of regret. Why is that?
It's regret that you weren't closer to your son.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the regret.
Yeah, oh no. Yeah, I mean, of course, not regret that you had a son.
Right.
Was did you think I meant that?
It sounded like you were kind of insinuating that there was regret that he even had the rug rat.
No, no.
Oh,
anyway. Jeez.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. You can lose that 20, 40, 50, 100 pounds, 300 pounds. It doesn't matter. It's all usually the same issue. And you can kick it to the curb. You can get their help. You can get a health coach. And these guys are really, really good. They'll help you all the way through it. And in fact, it'll be quick because it was quick for me. It's quick for everybody I know that's gone. And honestly, it's the fastest way I know how to kick weight. So if it's been creeping up on you, Dr. Diet. 628-DIET is the phone number. 628-DIET is the phone number. Check them out. They're awesome. Dr. Diet Wellness Center. They're on the Boulevard. You got to visit these guys. They're so good. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm wondering if you guys, and this is the Kate Daly Show, right?
It is. You're live.
Oh, I'm live.
You're on the air.
Why has your station been cutting off the air so often lately?
They had a couple of issues that they think they solved now. So I think
it's not nefarious, huh?
I don't know. Who knows? But but I think they've solved it. So as of yesterday, that was the report.
Okay. So it's, as far as you guys know, nobody's doing it on purpose.
You know what? funny things have happened on this show for 8 years, but yes, as far as I know, it's not nefarious.
Yeah. I've been noticing it the last year.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Thank you.
We can't come out and say that because we don't know, but we sure can think that.
I reserve the right to think it. No, I'm just teasing. No, it's better that it's not. So a couple of things, actually. I was standing in line behind a woman who's probably in her 80s. She had a very large mask on. She was buying 10 cartons of cigarettes. And I sat there and looked at her and thought, really? Really? Do you need the mask? I mean, I see the funniest hypocrisy going on. And you were telling me about Oakland. You've got to bring this up because this is just... If you want to call in with the looniest headline of the day, please, by all means, because we have so many to choose from.
Well, I'll read a couple.
Okay.
Ropes resembling nooses found on trees in Oakland Park. Nooses in trees at Oakland's Lake Merritt Park spark hate crime.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Apparently, a gentleman in Oakland went through the park and hung some five ropes on trees around this little lake. And people would go along exercising and get to the rope and climb up it, do exercises, use the rope as an exercise rope. Which, by the way, when I was a kid, all the gyms in the schools had exercise ropes like that that you could climb.
Right.
The mayor... sees these ropes, Libby Schaff, by the way, a wonderful apologist white woman, and sees these ropes and said they look like nooses.
Does a rope just look like a noose to anybody?
No, I think it's really obvious if there's a hangman's noose there or if it's just a rope hanging.
Yeah.
There's nobody says... it looked like a noose.
Or every rope looks like a noose.
Or, either way. So the gentleman who said, I hung those, I hung them up months ago.
Yeah,
months
to exercise.
Months ago as exercise. And people in the park said, we've been using them. They're charging him with a hate crime.
From ropes you put up months
for
ago
for hanging the ropes up because they resemble.
Is there a victim?
No.
Oh, there's you have to have a victim of a hate crime?
There's no victim.
How do you charge somebody with a hate crime with no victim?
Well, maybe the tree complained.
So the passerby that thinks probably every rope is a noose is the victim?
Yeah.
Okay.
The director of Parks, Recreation, and Youth Development, Nicholas Williams, said this. These are acts of hatred. And our country is experiencing that right now, but Oakland is about diversity and equity. So we're going to hang this guy who put up the ropes. Exercise ropes. Nobody insinuated that they looked like nooses.
Yeah, the whole time. I mean, not even since in the last month, because this whole thing's been going almost a month with Minneapolis. I don't know if people realize that. It's been almost a month.
So I've done a search to get pictures of these ropes that looked like nooses.
Right.
Guess what?
What?
There are none.
Oh, they took those down.
I can't find a picture of these supposed nooses.
Yeah, you probably won't.
Yeah. It's pretty ridiculous. Hate crime.
No. I would think one would have to have a victim. I would think. But you know what, though? Our state even passed something. Didn't we pass something about, I don't know, people saying things about politicians and it can be considered hate speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why all the politicians are talking to everybody and going, hate speech. Everybody has hate speech about me. Just Just keep that in mind. Anyway, it's pretty ridiculous.
It is.
I don't even know what to say.
The police even made this statement.
Mm-hmm.
The police, they say they released five photographs. They're taken down because I can't find them.
Mm-hmm.
The police released five photographs of trees that showed knotted ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And one that appeared to look like it might be a noose. You know what the knotted rope looks like? It has knots all the way up it.
Yeah.
To put your feet on as you climb up the rope. Right. They were obviously not
climbing
hangmen's.
Ones.
Yeah.
They were climbing ropes. Well, I don't
We've know. Gone extreme.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, if I hate a politician, that's illegal.
Yeah, hate speech.
Or is it just if I say that I hate
them? Yeah, who knows? Because I think anything in snowflake world is hate speech.
Not if they're white.
It's getting pretty incredible. Where did my right to free speech go?
Yeah, you don't have that anymore. You didn't know that? Yes, because it's now based on other people's feelings. Go ahead.
There's a reason I knew I just hated politicians.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You guys have got my number blocked so they don't come and pick me up today.
I know, right? I don't know. Uh-oh. They might. Thank you.
How crazy stupid are we in this world?
Pretty crazy stupid. And we're seeing that in spades right now because we're looking at all these articles and you just can't wrap your brain around the stupidity.
I just wonder what rock they all crawled out from under.
Yep. I agree. Thank you. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, city officials said we need to understand the historical and harmful association of ropes, nooses, and effigies attached to trees, limbs, or other objects that are often associated with hate crimes and racial violence. They didn't find nooses. They didn't find effigies. All they found were knotted ropes.
Well, there's his phone going off. You know what? If that's truly, that's California though. Look what's going on in California. I mean, I guess it doesn't surprise me with California, but we have the same kind of stuff all over the country though. I mean, right now we really do. It just happens to be, I think, rearing its head a little bit more visually, in these places. But, hat tip to Mike on this. He was letting me know that, you know, this is so interesting. This is from, go ahead.
I just want to say one last thing.
Sure.
The ropes were in Oakland, California.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people aren't aware of this. Oakland, California is a predominantly black population.
Mm.
Predominantly.
Right, right.
Like a huge amount.
Right, right.
And yet nobody complained for months.
Until now.
Until now, yeah.
Oh, the butt hurt. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, turning a rope into every... Okay. I guess people will see what... It's like cloud watching. You will see what you want to see, and it says an awful lot about you.
Yep.
All right, so Chaz changed its name to CHOP, and I wonder if people realize what they did there. The Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, known as the Chaz, the sectioned-off part of Seattle, changed its name to Capitol Hill Occupy Protests. So it's not Autonomous Zone anymore. It's Occupy Protests. So they could stay for months and months like the other Occupy Wall Street? What? Well,
no, they did it. They did it because they were being called an autonomous. They were giving them their autonomy.
Yeah.
And saying, you're now a foreign country. And you're not getting any foreign aid from the United States.
I have tape of them asking somebody to call 911. And I was thinking, you want to call 911, you want to use services, you have a list of demands of vegan foods and hair gel and body lotion,
but you're autonomous.
So in order to get your list of demands, you pretty much had to go with CHOP.
Yeah.
You had to go with Occupy protests.
That's right.
It was kind of a needed thing. They're on script, man. They are on script. Have you seen pictures of these people?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my lordy. They are, as my grandma would say, my lordy. They are.
If my children looked like that, they'd be in jail.
Ooh, it's not exactly the winners of our society. A lot of them are a French fry short, but... I'm not quite sure. You know, we're living in a strange time, and somebody had put up a post the other day about keeping your spiritual antenna high, because in order to get through this, you're going to need it. And I am not kidding about that. There is something that is, it's very true. We are in a really strange time. The sanity of the lunatics. When I saw California say you have to wear masks, I really thought it was a hoaxy headline. Like, I mean, how many months in are we? Come on.
Several.
You have to wear a mask now? I don't have words. So also the superintendent put out a letter saying that the schools would be wearing masks whenever the governor deemed us in yellow. And sports would have to follow along these same guidelines with social distancing in the schools. And sent out a letter saying that he blamed the governor and the health department, and the health department's blaming the CDC, and the CDC said that they were just suggestions.
Since they're not even a government organization.
Yeah. Everybody's passing the buck, and everybody's passing the buck. This is why they say in the letter, it's statutorily... statutory, I can't remember the word they used beyond that. Statutorily, they used a very, very bizarre phrase, because they know that there's no authority to make kids wear masks. There's no authority. So you better get a letter and send it with your kid. Everybody in this entire county, get a letter, send it with your kid. They are not wearing a mask. Do not give in to that. That's child abuse. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And all of their frustrations come beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. So happy that you're listening in today. Happy Father's Day to my own father. And he's a good guy. He's a good man. And I'm telling you, he's a good man. Anyway, love my dad. And shout out to him, Harvey. And I've got Uncle Milty here. Happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, thanks.
By the way. And all you good men out there, you know, you are necessary, critical, and have such an impact on others' lives. And I just, on your children's lives, on your spouses. And I hope that I really do hope that as a society, we start to turn that boat around a little bit, because it needs to be. We have so many good men, and that needs to be talked about. And it doesn't feel like the last few years, at least, that's been the case. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys. How are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Good.
So, what's up? For my shout-out for Father's Day.
Sure.
There's a bunch of dads out there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them do it already.
Mm-hmm.
But a father's job is to make sure that their kids are better men than they are.
Yeah.
My father instilled that in me, so did my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And we see that everywhere we go. I'm so glad that here in Southern Utah, that's what happens.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. Amen to that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Really, truly, a big happy day, Father's Day, a big happy Father's Day to my husband and my father-in-law and all those good men out there. I'm really blessed to know a lot of good men. I know there are people that don't.
Oh, yeah.
But I have been uniquely blessed in that area. And so I'm really grateful for that, though. And there's a lot of gratitude for that, because we need to recognize that. I don't think it gets recognized a whole lot, because I think that it's been pushed down for decades and pushed down and pushed down. And that's why I do a lot of shows, using this pulpit to do a lot of shows, right, on on fathers and men and marriage and family and relationships and parenting and all these great things that need to be talked about. So anyway, happy Father's Day to all you good men out there. Where do you want to go? The superintendent letter. Let me just tell you. Can I just tell you what it says? When explaining how sorry they are that your children will be subjected to abuse, to deprivation of oxygen, and social distancing that no child should ever go through, all based on nothing because children don't have COVID. In this society, children do, let me say it again, they don't have COVID. So they're going to take this abuse statewide, and they're going to make them wear masks and social distance and do all these nonsensical things, have them wash their hands 50 times a day and turn them totally OCD. And what is their reasoning for this? Let me tell you, from the letter from Larry Bergson, superintendent of schools. This is statutorily assigned to the governor's office and public health office. Statutorily assigned?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, what's that code for?
It's another way of saying... I'm blaming this on the governor and the health department.
See what weird wording?
Yeah.
Okay, and they're blaming it on the health. So the governor's blaming it on the health department, and the health department's blaming it on the CDC. And the CDC, I actually have the statement that says these are only suggestions. So who's dropping the ball? Who's dropping the ball? You tell me. So not only should you bring in a letter of these are only suggestions by the CDC, since everybody seems to be pointing up the food chain to the CDC and nobody wants to take responsibility, Washington County School District Board, no one will take responsibility for this abuse. So you need to take that letter and a letter from your doctor. In fact, if you go on to Dr. Bitar, ask Dr. Bitar.
/ask. / ask again.
Okay, so ask Dr. Bitar. B-U-T-T-A-R .com/ask. You fill out the information. You get a dashboard that allows you to have access to a letter that you can print out and that you can send that either with yourself to work or with your child to school. And you tell them, my child will not be doing this. These are only CDC suggestions. And we're not going to be following this. Garbage. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's what you have to do, quite honestly. And I'm really hoping everybody does it, because I think you need to kind of show the board, who are these ridiculous people? And I know they're blaming it all on the state school board. I get it. It goes up the food chain. Nobody's ever accountable. This is how politicians do it, too. Nobody's accountable. Everybody else is the problem and everybody else is to blame. But you know what? They could be standing up and saying no. They could be.
Of course.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Sorry about that. Huh. Okay. Well, call back. We'll take your call.
I'm glad I don't have a kid in school right
now. Oh, I am too. Oh, my gosh.
It would be bad.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine it. And I feel bad for you parents out there. I really do. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I don't even have kids, and I can't get over the school stuff.
I can't either.
I read the local article with Ferguson. It's so bizarre. So everyone I know that has kids, you know, I say, hey, you know, you need to get aware of what the CDC is planning. And I mean, people are appalled, and they should be. Yeah. And I don't know what's going to happen. But I don't know how people that don't have kids are even going to want to have kids now. It's like a form of population control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It is. No, it is. It's very bizarre, and people seem to be going along with it, which is even stranger. So if it were me, caller, I'd probably print out the letter from our own health department saying don't wear one, it's unhealthy. Then I would print out one from the AMA saying the same thing. Then I would print out the WHO letter from 2 weeks ago saying do not wear a mask if you're healthy. And then I would print out the letter from askdrbitar.com/ask. I'd get that letter and I would go in and say, yeah, this isn't going to happen to my kid.
That's what I've been doing. I've actually, because I'm actually in a situation where I haven't been working and just been racking up my credit card bills because I wasn't going to work with nonsensical rules, and I'm trying to get people to realize that this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I can only do so much, but all I've been doing is trying to get a case ready, you know, with all the mask resources and all the official mask wearing resources and all the different experts that speak out and this and that. But that I went and got that Dr. Bitar template. You can actually just copy and paste it right into another Word document or Note app or anything like that. And,
okay.
And you can modify it. You can add stuff. And it's a really good starting place for your family doctor or whoever to sign off on it. And that's a really good way to really start this. I'm planning on possibly taking it to my old employer that I'm not working for. They didn't fire me because they know they can't.
Right.
But it was kind of this mutual, okay, well, you know, they're being told they have to, you know, do this, but they're not saying, you know, it's like all the businesses that say mask encouraged,
right,
or we ask that you wear one,
right,
because they know they're asking you because they can't force you because there's no legal basis, there's no law.
Nope, you're right, and that's why they put the weird wording in. Did anyone else see that statutorily assigned? I mean,
yeah. They're sliding this through on people.
What a bunch of scapegoats. So, I mean, I just love to see people actually take responsibility once in a blue moon. It'd be nice.
Yeah. You did a Facebook post of this guy doing that Utah suit.
Mm-hmm.
People are small businesses.
Yes.
So I spoke with Garrett Smith at Integra Law.
Uh-huh.
And because I had a question for Kirby about individuals being represented in such a situation rather than just small business owners.
Right.
And I actually had a chance to speak with him, and we kind of bounced ideas back and forth. But he might be a good guest host option. I actually gave him your information.
Excellent. Hey, thank you for that. Really appreciate that. I'll have him on. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. I've noticed that the Board of Health, I go in there regularly, and no one in there is wearing masks.
No. Yeah, because they know better.
Yeah.
That I think, you know what?
I know.
It really frustrates me. It really frustrates me because I think the information's so misleading. Today they had 3 more deaths, and then you learn in the article, long-term nursing care patients or over the age of 65.
No.
Like
wearing a mask,
and
it's like everybody has to wear a life jacket,
right?
In case there's a flood.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it? That's a great analogy. Thank you.
Yep.
Really appreciate the call. It's tough out there, you guys.
Mandatory from now on to wear a life jacket in the desert in case there's a flood.
That's really what it's like.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. That was a great analogy. I'm gonna have to remember that one.
Yeah, for sure. We'll use that one. Thanks, caller. No, it's the truth, though. And the more we keep saying that, the more we keep talking about this, I think it should help, don't you? I mean, the more we keep trying to say, okay, look at this from, you know, a different perspective, maybe. I don't know. I've been racking my brain, you guys. I've been trying to figure out how are we going to get through to people? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
My dad was a great guy.
Yeah.
Life of the party. Do anything for anybody. But I could not imagine if someone tried to harm me or my sister.
Right.
He had a temper that went off like a bomb.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
It was wonderful, Kate. People come back to our fishing lodge year after year to fish and party with my dad.
Right. Well, okay. Awesome. Thanks. Appreciate that.
That's it's nice to hear somebody talk about their dad like that.
I know. It is. It's cool. I just know, and I really do invite you to call in the last hour as well, because and think about it through the show and call in, because I want to hear from you. I do, and these men out there need to hear too, because sometimes I think they don't realize the impact and the necessity of their role, and it is so vital. You know, I replayed the Dr. Warren Farrell show that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Remember him? And he was so good about saying dads are so effective with certain things, like, so there's such a necessity, and women cannot teach certain things that men can teach. They just cannot. They're just not equipped to do it. I wouldn't say every woman in America, but I would say just normally they just don't have those same that same those same skills.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're important.
And every aspect of our communities anymore suffers mm-hmm. from that.
I know.
You know, every group, every racial group has over the last 50 years
mm-hmm.
had more and more homes without fathers in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we wonder why our kids are a mess.
I know. No, it's so true. It's so true. And that is, it's huge. That's probably one of the biggest problems. It's the tearing apart of family.
Mm-hmm.
And when you diminish the men, and they have been doing this since the 70s, they've been trying to diminish their role, what they do, who they are. And I give a lot of credit to you guys that get up every day, you go to work, you have this huge burden, right? It doesn't go away. I don't think women realize that. It doesn't go away. It's a huge burden of supporting a family. And that's not a small thing. It's not a small thing to stay in the trenches. And even maybe you're doing a job you hate. Maybe you don't even want to go to work, but you do it anyway. You know, because you know that you've got bills, or you know that you've got these responsibilities. And I think that's a good man. It's a good man. Self-sacrificing good man. And so I think that it needs to be celebrated. That needs to, we need to kind of sit back and have that gratitude for that. Because if our guys don't feel that gratitude, and they just feel like they're, what, chopped liver?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine a man feeling like that. So they're important. Everyone's important.
Yeah. Did you see the article in the local news about giving tips to children on whether or not it's safe to visit their dad on Father's Day?
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh,
make sure
on.
It's safe to visit your father
on
Father's Day.
No.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, they're going to just completely screw us over if we don't get a handle on this.
Yep.
It's true. There was also an op-ed. Will the Republican Party survive Trump? Really? Will Trump survive the Republican Party? Gosh,
yeah,
give
exactly.
me a break. Wow. Oh, you guys. Propaganda. Propaganda and the crazy is out. All right. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Got a great guest in the next hour. You're not going to want to miss this. You're going to learn a lot from her. Be right back.